Hello, After Buzzers. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. Man, we're in Season 6, Episode 21, Reunion Part 1, and we're about to show you how many Fs we give. Let the show begin.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
After Buzzers, listen to this lovely new song from Erika Jayne out today. We are really feeling this song. Erika Jayne, How Many, out now online. Well, we're not done. We're just getting started. We have a lot to talk about, but check out the video. We've had it on. It was quite an interesting video. A little throwbacky and very dizzy. I was very dizzy watching it. Let's talk about Erika Jayne and more. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. And who's next to me?
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you can always keep up with me at Christy Reports, regardless of how many Fs you give.
Hey, guys, it's Megan Stecker. And just like Erika Jayne, I give zero Fs.
This is Fern Ronay, and I give 1,000,000 Fs because my book is coming out next week, and I'm a nervous wreck. Follow me at Fern Ronay.
Yay!
Nice. I like how we all incorporated this piece.
Fern gives enough Fs for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Well, let's take a look at the reunion episode tonight. Oh, where do we begin? We talked about briefly. Let's talk about like Erika. I kind of like put my notes like on blocks of these ladies that we discussed, and some ladies we haven't got to yet, like Eileen, who I think only said one word the whole night.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
not really much
looked
come
good,
from
though.
Her. Yeah, she did. Lisa Vanderpump is wearing a dress, but we have seen it before, and I wanted to point that out. Was anyone surprised by this?
It was so obvious. Like, if we could spot it immediately. We saw it last week when we saw the previews. Like, how did she not know?
Wait, where do we see it?
It's the dress Erika wore for her interviews through the whole season.
But Erika only had the top.
Oh, I thought you said Lisa Rinna. Yes, Lisa Vanderpump. Right, how did that happen?
Yeah. Even Andy was like, Vanderpump, really? That has to be kind of embarrassing, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, is Tom Ford sponsoring the Housewives? Like, what is going
on? Lisa Rinna made quite the face when this was going down. So I feel like she's not that stupid. She probably works with a stylist, and why did that happen? You know?
Yeah.
Didn't we have the same problem where she, on the red carpet premiere that we went to, she was wearing the dress that Yolanda's wearing in the promos?
In the opening titles.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
you pointed that out early on.
I feel like this is like a, like, she keeps making this mistake. There's 8 million dresses out there in the world, and she happened. This just is weird to me.
And it makes me suspicious. Like, is there wardrobe for them or something that we don't know about? Or there is a stylist that does dress them for their show?
I thought about that, but Erika seems so proud of the fact that she owns that top. So I feel like that's hers, you know?
That's true.
I don't know. To me, I honestly don't think it's very attractive. I don't think it's very flattering on either lady, but on Vanderpump, too, it just looked like she was, like, really, you know, looked like uncomfortable.
It was the wrong color for her as well.
Yeah.
The color looked much better on the blonde Erika.
Yeah, it just didn't do anything for me. But let's talk about, I have so many little notes here. Yolanda said that Lisa Vanderpump placed judgment on Erika for marrying Tom and the 32-year-old age difference. So, of course, we kind of spotlighted Erika at the beginning. And Lisa Rinna seems to be in the business of owning what she said so far. What do we think?
I mean, yeah, I think she showed out tonight for sure by the end.
Yeah.
I feel like she takes everything back now. Like, she says these ridiculous things, and then she's like, still wants to be popular, so she takes it back.
Well, I mean, it kind of was like she was taking it back in the beginning when they were saying, like, why would you even refer to her videos as raunchy? And she's like, oh, no, I think they're beautiful now. And
yeah, the backpedaling begins.
Okay. And that just makes it even worse.
So
Erika talks about a relationship with her son and him wanting to be a police officer. And Andy said, well, yeah, we didn't really see much of him. We didn't see any of him.
No, we didn't see him at all.
Yeah.
But that would make sense that in the line of work that he does, that it's important for him to not be a public figure. I loved hearing from Erika about that she worries about him. And I'm from a family member where a lot of the guys work in law enforcement. And I wanted to hear that from her. I wanted to hear that mom relatable side.
Right. Erika talked about how she says you're never too old to be a sexual being, and people just give up. So I kind of like that. And
sorry, Mary.
Mary. And she doesn't find herself to be submissive in her relationship, just respectful. So I can understand that. I still don't think that their marriage is as very modern, I guess we could say.
Right.
Maybe the best word, maybe. But, yeah, I mean, she's respectful of him and all, and she recognizes all that he has brought to her life. And if that's how they do things, that's how they do things.
This is interesting because this is the second time Andy has taken her to task on this because he asked her about that on Watch What Happens Live. So I think that he thought that that was a big enough deal with the fans that he wanted to bring it up twice to her. She didn't have a different answer either time, so.
No, she got a little more chance to explain this time about how he's done so much for her, and that made it make a little more sense to me. I mean, in a lot of ways, he lets her be herself, and he's funding her being herself and this other alter ego, so it was a good point. I was glad to hear her speak to it, and I think she said a little bit more, at least, than she did last time, and it made a little more sense to me.
It still makes no sense to me. I feel like the way he talked to her is so unacceptable, and if I were her, I would be like, I don't know, I would be mortified that the world saw it, and I don't know if I would be in that marriage. It made me so uncomfortable, and I want to see more of them. I want to analyze it more.
Yeah, I feel like we only have like a few examples to go off of.
Yeah.
So we've got to see more.
But he did on more than one occasion shut her up, and I did not like it.
Unacceptable. That's true. Well, in the course of conversation, we'll switch over to Catherine, and we made that transition by learning that Faye Resnick was not too pleased with her appearance on the show. What do you want to say about that?
I want to say that I can't believe that Faye Resnick had time to worry about how she was being portrayed on the show when she was being portrayed so awfully on OJ versus the People. Like, why would she even care?
Yeah.
Why would she care?
And it's like, obviously, people have known you as this for 21 years now. Why do you continually show up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and then expect that not to be brought into the conversation ever? Like, you're not somebody. It's just, this being on the show will lend itself to that all coming back up again. So I don't know why there was this whole, that's not who she is anymore, and it's like, well, you have to face the music, you have to face your past if you're going to try to come on this show and be a minor character.
Yeah, and Faye has been paid to be part of the cast before. Kyle's confirmed that. So she's not just some random chick.
Exactly. And like, the minute you hear Catherine Edwards is going to be housewife, be like, I'm out of here this season, maybe next season, but this season I'm not going to your parties, I'm not being mic'd, I don't want to get paid, I want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Otherwise, obviously, it's going to be brought up.
Right.
And you're not going to look good.
That's true. Well, Catherine claims that Faye's book brought her and her husband into the story. Up until that point, they were not involved. So that's what introduced them to that whole debacle. So I can understand why you would carry some contempt in that state. Kyle clams up completely and tries to shut the whole thing down as fast as it started. She jumps down everyone's throat, and she won't let Yolanda, especially Yolanda too, talk about Faye. The two of them, she just like would not go there. Because Yolanda tried to step in and let Catherine kind of have her peace. Catherine says that she took the higher road at that dinner. But, of course, Kyle's like, well, why just say what you said in the blog? Hey, I feel like it's open season. These women can say whatever they want. They're housewives for the most part about past relationships. It's fair game. So what can you say? I want to give a little bit of a change of heart to Catherine. I feel like after looking back at her, I kind of gave her too much credit, I feel like, in the beginning, and I was kind of rough on her. But I'm like, you know what, Catherine, you are harmless, and, you know, I did enjoy you towards the end of the show, so I'm not as annoyed with you as I was in the beginning, so I'm giving you my blessing.
Do you think she should come back next year?
No.
No. When Andy opened the show by being like, oh, Catherine, your first reunion, I want to be like, and your last. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm cool with her doing the Camille and showing up and whatever, but I think, you know, we're good, but, you know, I'll let you in only so far, in my opinion. This is all I'm doing. What do I know? But just saying. Let's talk about other things. Blah blah blah.
Well, we had a little Dana flashback in there.
Oh, yes. That's great.
And yeah. You know, she has since been charged with fraud, and she's yes. just I
love
really.
You mentioned this several times. I love that you bring it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's just not in a great place right now. She's definitely not buying $25,000 sunglasses. No, yeah.
And here are her $25,000 sunglasses.
There they are. There they are. They live on. Yes.
We'll be seeing that flashback forever, once a season.
Well, and a twist, not really necessarily a twist, but a little bit of a different moment. We learned that Catherine had a loss in her family, and so she was extra sensitive towards any type of topic when they brought up her father. And, it kind of was a touching moment for sure, and it probably fuels a lot of her emotions in this reunion.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty tragic. Her nephew, like, that's major.
Yeah, only, what was it, 6 weeks prior?
Yeah, only 6 weeks prior? Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of that kind of talk on this show, and we know Eileen's had family members mm-hmm. that have overdosed, and the whole thing with Kim. Yeah. That's been really a strong theme. Yeah, yeah. Rinna, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Lisa Rinna, we addressed her eating habits, and Rinna says that she's sensitive to people saying things that are untrue. We do know Lisa Rinna loves the truth. Or she wants us to believe what she thinks is the truth. Sometimes as we go on to discuss the Munchausen storyline, which is the only thing that we can really talk about. But Erica, I thought, really defended Lisa Rinna in a nice way. I thought mm-hmm. it was empowering, yeah. and it was the great thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lisa should just pull that from YouTube, whatever, wherever she can get it, and mm-hmm. have it on her phone so that she can just play it for people mm-hmm. when they accuse her of having an eating disorder. Yes. Just let Erica speak for you.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And that's a good example for Lisa Rinna of how to speak up and be honest without looking like a lunatic. You know, yes. Erica mm-hmm. raised her voice and spoke her point, and she wasn't all fired up, angry, you know, lips going, eyes going, not sure, you know,
head hair, you know, 60.
She just, you know, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, done.
Yes.
And I mean, Rinna could take a page from her book.
Yeah, less is more mm-hmm. always, yeah. especially in arguments. You just want to get to the point, mm-hmm. you know?
But I thought it said a lot about Erica that mm-hmm. she's at odds with Lisa because of the way Lisa treated Yolanda, but she was still mature enough to defend her when she thought it was right. Yeah. I love Erica. Mm.
Yeah, and this was kind of the whole, there was an argument like the high road versus chickening out. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's so interesting because there's so many times in conflict where I think, you know what, it's going to be easier on yourself to just not go through the conflict. Like, just let it go, just be done mm-hmm. with it. But then mm-hmm. I thought, is that chickening out or is that taking the high road? Like, my mind is kind of blown now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I
feel like for
too.
The rest of my life, I'm going to be like, am I chickening out right now or am I just taking the high road?
I think the same thing. I'm like, I don't want to be a doormat, but I don't want to be argumentative and be the one that always has a problem with
right.
people. But at the same time, like, I have to speak my truth and do what I'm comfortable, and if that means telling someone off, because they will think twice if you come for them once. You know what I mean?
Oh. I love that.
That's a new phrase.
So, I'm always thinking, yeah, there you go. That's a phrase for you. Let's talk about Yolanda.
That's your new housewife tagline. Right?
They'll think twice about coming for you if you come for them once. Is that what I said? I will have to repeat this and watch myself back. Weird. Yolanda talks. Let's just transition to Yolanda. That mm-hmm. seems to be kind of the part three and the main piece of meat here in this episode. Yolanda talks about how she sold her house furnished, which I thought was kind of interesting. That stuck out to me. And something else that stuck out to me was that she was sick a few months before her and David got married. I didn't know that it went that deep. Do we know this?
No, I didn't.
No, because she keeps saying right when they got married, but yeah. really then she kind of clarified she meant 2 months before they get married. As far as the furniture thing, it's actually incredibly common for people with that big of homes to just sell everything with the furniture mm-hmm. because the furniture is custom made for all the rooms and think what it would mm-hmm. take to furnish a place like that. So mm-hmm. that's actually super common.
Yeah. Oh, but see, I'm not into using people's things.
Oh, from that angle.
No.
You are not a Craigslister.
No. No, I am not.
I love it.
Selling stuff on Craigslist, but I can't, like, unlike you, I can't use a couch or a bed that was somebody else's.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know why.
Even, like rugs and stuff. I mean, you can always get that stuff cleaned. You can always get that stuff cleaned, but still, you don't know what the hell is going on.
Oh, no. The pet dander that could be in there.
Dude, like, half the furniture in my apartment was just found in the hallway of our old apartment building.
Really?
So, oh, no, I can't say a whole lot here.
I have, like, some good Craigslist stuff and some, like, free on the side of the curb furniture, but I think when it comes to the rugs, I draw the line. I'm like, no.
Even, like, a mattress, you know?
Oh, yeah, that I do.
You don't know how clean people are in just in life. Like, if if someone walks outside and they walk in with boots and they walk around, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, maybe I only walk around my house in slippers, so.
Right.
You totally let us keep our shoes on when we come over to film Grant's
yeah.
rants.
Yes, I feel like, you know, if you're a guest in the house, absolutely. Because I don't like to go over anyone's house. And some people are rude about it. They're like, whoa, take the shoes off. And I'm like, excuse me, I don't know. I'm like an adult. It's not like I'm like a three-year-old that just ran through sand or something. Like, you know, I'm respectable. I'm not going to come in anyone's house with a bunch of mud on my shoes. I don't wear boots. All right. That's just my thought. Grant's rant of the day.
Love it, yes.
Grant's rant of the day. All right, well, what else can we say? Yolanda blames, she pretty much blamed the disease for why, like, she got her divorce with David. And she says that David didn't change, she did. She seemed to take the heavy brunt of this divorce.
Right? Oh, I think she also was trying to keep it very private. It was Andy kept prying question after question after question. And she's so classy, and she was trying not to even speak of it at all. And I think she just wanted to take her, what she thinks is her percentage of the what went wrong. She at least wanted to say, like, it's not his fault, he didn't leave me, blah, blah, blah. You know, we couldn't make it work together. And, you know, unfortunately, I changed because of my sickness. I think it was, she was trying to put it so delicately.
Well, she took the high road.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
She definitely did, and we want
LVP
so much
kept
more.
Prying.
Yes, LVP kind of took Andy Cohen's place at this point.
I was like, oh no, she didn't.
Yeah, I mean, Yolanda, just she doesn't feel David should be criticized either for his behavior on the show. She says all that happened before. Like, you can read into anything you want, but it doesn't make a difference. But, like we've said on this show, it's hard to ignore his comments and jokes and his humor, I guess.
I think she was also kind of phrasing it the way she was phrasing it, because I was thinking maybe she wants to get back together with him.
Oh.
It seemed like she was like, let me not bash him and let me make it as neutral as possible, because they had this falling out on November 2nd and they haven't really spoken since. It sounds like it's unresolved and she's maybe hoping they get back together.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, run for the hills, don't even think about it, but it seems like that. I don't know if I...
I mean, she really might be right, but that's really sad.
I know.
It seemed like she was happy to do the work. She seemed like she wanted to do the work when she was better. Like, it's like she knew there was a problem
and she
wanted to address
it.
She didn't get
a chance.
Yeah.
It was interesting to me that she said we had a falling out, and then Andy said you had a falling out on November 2nd, like trying to go deeper and push the point and find out what happened. And she's like, oh, no, I would say it was a discussion. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know what happened on November 2nd, but
I
think she's trying to...
I want to know really, really bad.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Vanderpump was trying to get the answers for us, that's for sure.
She was being too much. Now, listen, I'm not one to criticize LVP, and I am not one to criticize someone for asking too many questions, especially nosy, juicy ones like this. But even I thought it was a little much. At least let Andy do it, so you don't look
like that. Right, like Andy definitely would have gone there.
Right, exactly.
Well, then we learned that Yolanda has a natural butt palate that measures her hormones, so it couldn't be a woman's change. It couldn't be depression. What else do we say? She lived through depression in 1999. Now she's, and she would not get married again, which I thought that was the nicest moment for her when she said, I have a laser point for my goals. It's about me and my kids. I'm not worried about finding a man.
People always say that right after divorce.
Yeah,
especially
because you're like
every single time.
It's like you've gone through a war and you don't want to go through it again.
Mm-hmm. I
like everything.
Her,
I believe this too. It's like yes, everything the way she said it. Like it's about me, my girls. That's my goal. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because she's been through other things that most people haven't. Sometimes if they have a bad marriage, and sometimes these people, if they have one fight, then their marriage is over. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she literally has gone through a disease, which she's still battling. So she needs to, she'll know, I guess, when she's ready for such a thing. But for the time being, don't bother. Don't bother.
Oh, I bet she said the same thing after she got divorced from Muhammad.
Oh, well, you never know.
Well, I thought it was very interesting that Kyle gave a little look-see over to LVP when Yolanda was explaining. First of all, LVP was the one grilling her and interviewing her, saying, well, couldn't it have been the combination of Lyme's disease and menopause and depression and blah, 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 blah. I guess trying to kind of stick up for Kyle, which to me it seemed really obvious that Kyle and LVP had an alliance together today, for sure. So she was mentioning, I actually had clinical depression in 1999, so I know what that is, and it's not what I had. And Kyle gave quite a look to Lisa Vanderpump. So I don't know what that means.
That was a classic Kyle look of, I was trying to talk about my depression. Whatever.
Oh. That's how I read it. I kind of thought it was a look of, oh, here we go again with her and this illnesses.
Okay.
And I'm sick of this. And to me, that's what it was. Like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Another sickness you've had.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the ladies were confused by the ebbs and flows of Yolanda's Instagram. Something else that didn't really happen on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we can, like, flash back to moments. Right.
Like,
you know?
Show us the receipts.
Yeah, exactly. Show, I mean, I don't know what the rules are, but Yolanda's on the show. Why can't they? I know we've seen a few pictures in the past with her at the IVs and stuff, but, I mean, yeah, let's see what you're talking about. And where are these text messages that were sent back and forth between Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump? Why aren't these coming to light? Somebody has those. Somebody has those screenshots. So, that's, I mean, that's kind of what I want to see, like, beyond just all this talking about things. It's like, what's that rule, like, show, don't tell, and we need a little bit more of that on the show. Just a little bit more.
I thought tonight was good about everyone being able to speak their side of the story. So it was like a little more balanced. Rather than there being drama and one person's really wrong for accusing Yolanda of Munchausen, it was like everyone was saying, well, we felt like that because you did X, Y, Z. So to me, it balanced the playing field, and it wasn't so like, poor Yolanda. And everybody else having all the drama about Yolanda on the side. It was like, well, Yolanda, you did do this and say this and do this and say this. And we saw this and we were with you when to prove their point, which I liked.
Well, a lot of that goes back to just the overall season. They didn't have time really together except for that finale party. They didn't, like, even when they weren't all in Dubai together. You know, they didn't have, like, a cohesive all of us there at the beginning and then at the very end.
Anytime she came to any meal with the group, there was always, like, they were fighting about the comments, about the Lyme disease comments. So, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. And that was always, like, the not, it was never, like, the correct place and time for them to discuss certain things, too. They used that excuse. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, Lisa Rinna not really getting to the point, you know. She was talking to talk, but she wasn't being, like, you know, too aggressive.
She wasn't saying anything of substance.
I mean, she was aggressive, but it wasn't like correct in her point. She wasn't like making points. It was more just like questioning constantly. I don't know. Anyway, what else can we say? Yolanda says that Kyle did not stop Lisa Rinna when it came to talking about Munchausen. We know that. But
Kyle knows that, she said. You agree?
Yeah. Lisa Rinna feels at the time Yolanda uses sickness to her benefit. And what did she say tonight? Does she still feel that way?
I don't know that she addressed whether she still feels that way, because Yolanda really jumped in at this point and said, like, why would I want to live this life?
Right. Yolanda feels cautious around her friends, and Lisa Rinna doesn't blame her. And does anyone?
I mean, here's the thing. They're not her friends. Erica's her only... Yeah, Erica's her only real friend. And I think she was on Watch What Happens Live a week ago? Maybe last week's episode? Yeah. So it was very telling. She's like, I'm not friends with Lisa Vanderpump. It's like a Hollywood fake friendship.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's silly to be like, are you cautious around them? Of course she is. She probably hasn't seen any of them since the last time she filmed with them. She probably can't stand them.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're not rooted in real friendships.
Right.
You know, that's kind of like the biggest problem of this show. And it kind of has always been that way. Even from season one, they weren't all like a cohesive group. Like, I feel like New York, like, that's like a team of ladies. You know, like Housewives in New York, for the most part, it's like everyone's pretty well connected. More than not here. It's really for it's show business out here. You know, that's just how it goes. So Yolanda asks Rinna what the basis was for her using the word Munchausen. Like, how did you come to this? Like, what is the deal? And then we learn of this other fae, which we... Wait,
surprise,
Christy,
surprise!
Christy told us this about 20 weeks ago.
That's right.
But, yeah, so Faye's friend knows someone that has Munchausen. I am so curious to talk to someone that actually does have Munchausen, aren't you?
Yeah. And because if everyone knows you have Munchausen, and, like, you've even, like, acknowledged that you're diagnosed with Munchausen, like, doesn't that totally negate your ability to Munchausen? Or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, if everyone knows you're just faking it, then how do you still fake it? I don't know. That would be my first question.
The secret's out, yeah. That's so odd. Yes. Lisa Renna says that she was not malicious, but she wanted to bring up at the birthday party that she had that Harry Hamlin had very nice things to say and Ken had very lousy things to say. And Lisa Vanderpump kind of defends Ken, but I don't know how she can.
Of course.
Yes. I know. And so Lisa Vanderpump, the quote of the night. Fern, do you want to tell us what was said?
There goes our storyline.
Yeah, our effing storyline.
I thought this was phenomenal.
Me too. A phenomenal twist.
How many effing storylines do you give?
I mean, it's like what we were dancing around all season and things happening off camera and who's telling the truth. Like, Lisa Rinna finally just pulled it out. She's like, I didn't want to have to go here. I'm like, girl, you know you were planning for weeks to go there so that you could try to make yourself look better after all this nonsense.
Yeah, but you still got those phone records under the pillow. So.
Don't lie to us. And she's like, what do we have here? She's like, I have your phone records.
Yeah, she said, 10 effing phone calls, baby.
I have a real weird thing with how Vanderpump sits at these reunions. She sits with her back arched, almost laying back a little bit.
Yes.
And she never allows herself to get upset. Like, all the other women, they'll lean forward, they'll raise their voice, there's fidgeting around. She just doesn't move. It's very like, what? What are you saying? No, not true. Like, spare me.
I think maybe that sequins dress would have just made a bunch of racket and she would have just like the microphones. They were like, Lisa, don't move a muscle.
It is odd posture to have on television.
Yeah, now that I think
about it. I'm like all hunched over this direction.
Me too.
I look at these videos sometimes and I feel like I'm like this sometimes
really?
On the show. Yeah. I'm like, I need to like get like a broomstick or something. Well, so straight.
In our defense, these are not the most comfortable chairs. Yeah. My booty's hurting a little bit right
and
now.
And I'm always looking,
hour two.
And I'm always looking at these notes too because I got to be on top of things. I'm always like this. Where the hell are we? So where are we? Lisa Vanderpump called. Lisa Vanderpump called Lisa Rinna, encouraging her to use the word Munchausen, and she didn't let it go. And then we proved it with the 10 phone calls, as Megan mentioned. So, yes, that
brought
was the big
receipts.
Thing.
Finally, somebody brought their receipts.
Yes. That was the big moment. And I had seen this moment teased online, so to me, it was kind of diffused it a little bit for me. But if I did not see that preview, this would have been, like, you know, good, and I would have wanted to see more. But, of course, there'll be more coming up. But I hope that there's more moments like this. I hope Lisa Rinna has a little bit more in that purse.
Well, the producers got excited because they did use this as the storyline all season, no matter what happened.
I love when they acknowledge that this isn't real. Like, that they never allow that. Andy gets nervous. He hates that. But they had to, and I love it.
Yeah. And we all needed Rinna to pull out something. We feel like she's just been talking out of her butt the whole season and making crazy accusations. Like, I needed some phone records in my life. Like, it was necessary.
Yes. And then Yolanda took off. She just couldn't handle it at that point.
Yeah, from her perspective, she's like, thanks for using my, like, personal pain and illness as a storyline. Yeah.
But why is this a surprise to her now?
I know. But maybe she just felt, like, so, like, I really, like, you did not care about how I felt.
Maybe
I was just used.
Maybe that was, like, the final straw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe she didn't want to believe it. Maybe this was finally like, oh, there's the proof. It's worse than I thought. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah,
I was surprised that she was able to sit through all the David questioning, but that this was what made her flee.
Yeah. Right. Well, she was very uncomfortable and fidgety when they were asking her about all of that. And I think finally, as upset as she was, it spilled over. Like, it was just too much at that point.
Yeah, well, that brings us to the end of tonight's episode. Any final thoughts on this part one reunion?
Mm,
It was pretty juicy, you guys. Mm-hmm. I think our expectations were low, but it was pretty good.
It far exceeded my expectations. So very happy as a longtime Beverly Hills viewer.
It was such a blah season that I wasn't expecting anything, so I was very happy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, let's take a moment and turn to Christy for some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
This is huge. Everyone's talking about it, and I cannot wait to hear what you guys think. I don't know if you saw these reports today. Allegedly, Lisa Rinna is out for next season. Now, that's not a shock. But she may be being replaced by none other than Kris Jenner. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. Keeping up with the Kardashians patriarch. Apparently, Yolanda called Kris Jenner and begged her to join the cast of this show. I don't know if she thinks she needs an ally or something. And so Kris Jenner is pitching herself to the Bravo executives. There are also reports that say, you know, she's too busy. This would never happen. But you know what? It makes sense. And I feel like Kris will do anything and everything. I read something that said she finds the idea of sort of being the main person on two different networks and two different shows, like, she likes the idea of expanding in that way.
Well, then my time doing the Housewives of Beverly Hills is going to have to end. I'm serious. I don't play with those Kardashians. I do not talk about them on my show, my podcast. I am not interested, and that has to conflict with some type of contract that she has, because
she runs the contract and the show and the production. She's in charge of all that.
And
I mean, legally,
NBC,
it's in her contract, right? Oh yeah, and it is all under the umbrella of NBC. So.
But it's two different production companies. Not that it makes a huge difference, but
that's true that it is different.
Lisa Rinna, I never wanted to see you so badly on the show. I mean it. I have absolutely no genuine interest in watching Kris Kardashian walk around on this show.
Well, I didn't realize that she and Yolanda were acquaintances.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
All I can say is I feel like it is a good idea.
That's true.
She is tight with Kyle.
Megan likes it.
I think it's a great idea. Seeing Kris in a light look, she likes to paint herself as, like, the fun, crazy mom who's also, like, gives the best advice and is such a good mom. And it's like, she'd have to be a villain or a hero on the show. You know, no matter what, you are involved in drama and painted at one point or another during the season as being wrong or a bad, the villain in any sort of scenario.
Oh, yeah.
So that would have to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's raised five little mean girls. Mm. She's got to be the queen QBIC.
Well, I don't really believe it, and here's why. Because where is the line? We see these women and their lives and their kids and their relationships. We've already seen this for the past how many seasons over on E! So what's the difference? She's got her own show about her own circle. Mm-hmm. Now she has to show the same type of lifestyle, but with five other women? I don't really know if I believe it. Maybe it's just wishful thinking.
I mean, she's just a name. They would probably do anything to have her on the show because it would be great for ratings. They could probably just bring her in to a lunch or two and have her say something crazy. She would make something in her contract where they can't make her look a certain way. Or, I mean, We never know. We'll be sitting here next season going, oh God, can you believe we thought Kris was going to join the cast? Do you guys remember when we first read that? Now it's happening? And a little update on Mohammed and LVP's relationship. There's been so much talk that they haven't spoken in 8 months and they're not friends anymore. Mohammed himself told TMZ, he said, she's still my friend. Absolutely. She'll always be my friend. That was interesting. Maybe he's just trying to minimize the drama, but he definitely called her a friend twice, and this could be something where maybe they don't speak a whole lot anymore, but he just wants to say, hey, you know what? No, she's still my friend, and stop talking about me. I think it's probably more what it is. Eileen's hubby, meanwhile, told her that she can't tweet anymore because he wants to have a happy wife. Apparently, she spends her weekends trolling the Twitter and trying to respond to people, and it makes her very upset. So he found, what's his name again? Vinny. Vinny finally shut her down.
Well, I tweeted something that my grandmother said that she noticed the design of her house, and there's a picture of the Last Supper in Eileen's bedroom. And so I told my grandma, I said, you see that? I said to my grandmother, she said, I would never have a picture of the Last Supper in my house. So I put that as a quote on Twitter. And of course, someone pulled Eileen into it. Actually, we put it at Eileen.
Oh my gosh.
But somebody pulled Eileen into it and made it like a negative thing. Like we were making fun of her house. And so I was like, nah, I'm a fan of yours. We were just commenting on the design. Mm. But she was very quick. She noticed that and she wrote to it very quick. So she must be very on it. She must be very on it.
Oh, that's a quick way to get yourself on a prescription medicine and sent to the loony bin. That's the thing. These housewives Housewives get so into the Twitter thing, and I don't know if it's in their contracts with Bravo, but they are so active on it. And God, if I were on this show, which I would never do, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
It's too many going at each other, going at fans.
Like the crazy trolls that come after
That's the exhausting part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And my last little tidbit is that Erika Jayne released How Many F's Do I Give? The video is on YouTube, Vivo, and you can also download it on iTunes. Yeah. I haven't checked Spotify yet, but all of her other music is on Spotify, so we could make that assumption.
Well, earlier today, she had over 4,000 views on YouTube, so...
She retweeted me and Christy's tweet about it. So,
yay! Come hang out with us, Erica. We don't give it either.
It's quite an interesting video. Definitely check it out if you have a chance.
Those gold glitter lips, I die. But if I could just live in that pink room for the rest of my life, I'd be so happy.
I really like the dance moves when she's wearing like the cash dress. I really like it. I want to learn it.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I was saying. Oh, now I have to spend my week learning the choreography from this music video.
Okay, teach me next week.
Part of it reminds me of like the Bye 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 video from NBC with the NBC.
NSYNC. Yeah.
From the room that spins. Yeah. It's very boxy in certain areas. Yeah. I don't know. It's just all right. But there's a lot of camera movement in that video. It's gotta like focus when you watch that.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, how does her butt look that good?
And you see all of it.
Yeah. I need to do some squats.
Erica, come into the studio and tell us how it does look that good. We want to know.
Yeah.
Tell us. We're here. All right. Let's talk. Take a minute and predict what's coming up in Reunion Part 2 and 3.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Say what? Who's got what?
I think it might take a lot for Yolanda to come back out of that room. I think there's going to be some coaxing. I think some people might have to apologize. I'm thinking they're not just going to pull her back out on stage. Maybe they'll continue on without her for a minute. But I do love to see Erica followed her. And so fingers crossed that we get to see that conversation. But we know they slammed the door in the face of the cameras. So possibly not.
I think we'll see a snippet because we saw her behind the scenes, like Yolanda patting her eyes.
Right, and they are still mic'd. Even if they're in the room and there's no... I mean, we can see the picture on the door. It was actually Andy Cohen's green room, it looked like. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think we're going to see all the girls gathered around in that little circle holding hands when Yolanda finally does re-enter the set and all their little, like, trying to apologize moment. I can't wait to see more fallout from Rinna pulling out the phone records and, like, the continuing conversation, because I do think they will continue that conversation without Yolanda having returned to set. And I'm interested to see what it is that Lisa Vanderpump starts crying / fake crying over that finally broke her, because it looks like she's doing that thing again where she won't apologize, like is it Eileen? Maybe she's directing it at. And she's like, I'm sorry that you think I'm so manipulative. Like, it's basically at this point a running joke, and I think she does it on purpose where she will do like a fake apology and not really apologize because she knows it's like her shtick that everyone's looking for now. But I'm wondering where the conversation goes or if it's a different conversation that actually does make her cry. I'm very interested. And I think it's a fake cry because she always fake cries.
Oh, that dang Real Housewives cry.
the Gretchen Rossi.
Crunching the face and the hiding the eyes. It's like, we know that trick now, you guys. Come on.
We're not fooled anymore.
That's right.
I'm interested to see Kim, my favorite person. I'm curious. Like, she wasn't even on. I'm just curious what they're going to talk about. She's going to have to fess up to the arrest, and it'll be the same thing.
Well, I hope they ask Kim that comment that Lisa Rinna said, where she wants closure. Because that still drives me crazy. What the hell do you need closure for someone else's life?
Yeah.
In someone else's life. So I'm very curious to see what she says about that. Hopefully we will get that answered.
Yes.
I want to know who Yolanda's going to believe, Rinna or Lisa Vanderpump. They proposed that question next week. So both women probably aren't in her good graces. So who's she going to side with? Do you think she'll just skate by it, or do you think she'll choose?
I think she'll say neither. I don't trust any of these ladies right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might just be like a total trust thing. Mm-hmm. And my prediction is that I think more unraveling of storyline behind the scenes, off-camera stuff is going to be exposed, with just this being the tip of the iceberg with these phone records and Lisa Vanderpump saying this is our effing storyline and all that. So let's see. Let's get a good glimpse behind the scenes. Who knows? We've waited long enough. So Let's see what happens. In the meantime, we want to know, what did you think of tonight's episode? You can leave the comments below. And I want to know what you all think about this Kris Jenner, perhaps, sniffing around the Real Housewives. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Rate us high on iTunes and give us a thumbs up real quick right now on YouTube. Where can we find you guys, and what do you want to promote?
I would like to promote that next week my book will be released. It's called Better in the Morning. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for release information at Fern Rone.
Yeah. Yay, Fern. We've been waiting so long for this book. I feel like we're having a baby here.
I know. It's my book birthday.
Oh, yay. And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker.
And I know we're all going to be reading that book.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys can talk to me about it at Kristy Reports, Twitter, Instagram. I'm Snapchatting now. And please also check out KristyReports.com. Appreciate it.
And after coming from KristyReports.com, you can check Kristy and myself out on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. We talk that Dallas Housewives. We talk Beverly Hills Housewives. Something a little different than what you have used to hearing here. And there are other people on the panel as well. So we talk a lot of reality TV and some good dirt. So check that out. You can follow me at Grants_Rants. For the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that'll do it for us. Catch you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.